after borrowing all before him, making friends with everybody red in Russia, white in Alba, and touching every distinguished Irish man he could ever distinguish before or behind from a Jurish man for the customary half of a crown and piece. He is looking aged with his pebbled eyes, and Johnny Thin, too, from livicking on pigeons' ifs with puffins' ends. He's been slanderizing himself, but I pass no remark. Hope he hasn't the cholera. Give him an eighth in the far out. Moses is and Noah's is. How are you? He'd be as snug as Colum's Isle Jonas, rocked in the belly of the waves, as quoted before. Bravo, senior chief. Famos. Sure, there's nobody else in touch any sides to hold a chef's cankle to the darling at all for sheer dare, with that prison pot still of Spanish breams on him like the knave of trifles. A jolly tan, fine, demented brick, and the prince of good Phillips. Dave knows I have the highest of respect of anyone in my own smooth way for that intellectual debtor, obligado, Monsieur David R. Crozier. And we're the closest of chums. Mark my use of you, cog. Take notice how I employ, crib. Beware as you I foil, copy. It's a pity he can't see it, for I'm terribly nice about him. Canwyll Ikimri, the Marmad's flan. A leal of the O'Loonies, a Brazilabu, the most important man. Shervos, ho be the holy snakes. Someone has shaved his rough diamond skull for him as clean as Nuncius Pidish. The burnt-out mesh and the matting and all. Thunder-weather Kyber Shinker Escapa Santa Pagar. He's the spatten spit, so he is. Scaly skin and all, with his black-guarded eye and the goat's beard in his butting-hole of Shemuel Tulliver, me grandsword, the old Cruxader when he off with his pargeen. That was to let the crowd of the Fluflux fans behind him see me proper. Ah, he's very thoughtful and simpatrico that way, his brother intelligentious, when he's not absinthe-minded with his Paris address. He is, really. Hold hard till you'll hear him clicking his bull's bones. Some toad clacking. You're welcome back, Wilkins, to red berries in the frost. And here's the butter exchange to fife and ram ye with a ball full of Moulse base, and Yunker Doodler wanked a wall writing off his phony. I'm tired hearing of you. Hat yourself. Give us your dyed dextremity here, frother, the cladach clasp. I met with Dapper Dandy, and he shocked me big the hand. Where's your watchkeeper? You've seen all sorts and shapes and sizes, marauding about the Moffa Mound. How is the cock and the bullfight, and old Oster and Hungrig, and the beer and belly and the boot and ball, not forgetting the oils of Greece under that turkey and julep, and Father Freeshot's Feilbogen in his rockery garden with the costard. And did you meet with Padder the Grab at all? And did you call on Tower Jesus? Was Mona, my own love, no bigger than she should be, making up to you in her best-behaved manner when you made your breast law and made her, tell me? And did you like the landskip from Lambay? I'm better pleased than 10 guineas. You rejoice me. Faith, I'm proud of you, French Davit. You've surpassed yourself. Be introduced to yous. This is me Aunt Julia Bride, your honour, dying to have you languish to scandal in her bosky old deltangle. You don't recognise him. He's Jacko the Horner, who boxed in his corner, jilting no fewer than 3 female bribes. That's his penals, Shervorum. You haven't seen her since she stepped into her draw-offs. Come on, spinster, do your stuff. Don't be shy, husband man Veer. Lay, what's on you, whip? Up the shamewalk. She has plenty of womb in the small clothes for the both for us nephews. Push. Hatch yourself well. Endume yourselves thoroughly. Would you wait bis she buds till you bite on her? Embrace her bashfully by all means at my frank incentive, and tell her in your semiological agglutinative yes how Idos be asking after her. Let us be holy and evil, and let her be peace on the bow. Sure, she fell in line with our tripartite photos as the lionized males when we were stable lads together like the Corks again brothers, hungry and angry, cavalier grace by round-haired foss, or like Boyrun to Sibster, me and you, Shinner's True and Pinch Me, our Tertius Quiddus, that never talked or listened, always raving how we had the wrinkles of a snail charmer, and the slits and sniffers of a fellow that fell foul of the County de Luna, and the meat trap of the first vegetarian. To be had for the asking. Have a hug. Take her out of poor Tuppenny Luck before she goes off in pure treacle liquidance. I'd give 3 shillings a pullet to the canon for the conjugation to shadow you kissing her from me liberally all over as if she was a crucifix. It's good for her by labials, you understand. There's nothing like the missile touch for finding a queen's earring false. Chink, chink. As the curly bard said after kitching the wom in his hymn to the hum of her garments, you try a little titch to the tissle of his tail, the racist to the racy rossy. The soil is for the self alone. Be on kind, be kithkinish, be bloody sibby, be Irish, be Innish, be Ophelia, be Hamlet, be the property plot, be Yorick and Lancaster, be cool, be mackinamucks of yourselves, be finished. No matter where the preacher is, there's no plagues like Rome. It gives up the gripes. Watch the swan's way. Take your tiger over it. The leady on the lake and the convict of the forest. Why, they might be Bobow and Mum. Yip, yip, to Pan, to Pan, to Tinpenny Pan. All folly me apt to curlew. Give us a pin for her and we'll call it a toss-up. Can you reverse positions? Let's have a fuchu all round, courting cousins. Quook, the duck of a woman, for Quack, the drake of a man, her little live apples for Lear's, and love potence for Leo's, the next beast king. Put me down for all ringside seats. I can feel you being corrupted. Recoil! I can see you sprouting scruples. Get back! And as he's boiling with water, I'll light your pyre. Turn about, skeezy Sammy, out of metaphor, till we feel you are still tropy full of popetry. Told you so. If you doubt of his love, of derearing his feelings, you're very much hurt, for mishmash mastu fractured on Europe, you can read off the tale of his rip ripper rippest and jack jack jack. Dwell on that, my hero and lander. That's the side that appeals to him, the ring wrong way to right woman. Shuck her, let him, what he's good for. Shock her more. Let him again. All she wants. Could you wheedle a staveling encore out of your imitationer's jubal harp, hey, Mr. Jinglejoys? Congregational singing. Rota, rota ran the pagoda, con Dio in capo ed il diavolo in coda. Many a diva devusha saw her dobra dan at the priesty pagoda rota ran. Ach! He's so sedulous to singe always if prompted the mirth provoker. Grunt unto us, I pray, your foreboden article in our own Deus Doc and Doylish, introducing the death of Nelson with coloraturas. Corraio, fra, and I'll string second to harmonize. My loaf and pottage, ni hi 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 Rochelle, with your dumpsy diddly dumpsy die fiddly fa diavolo. Or come on, school colors, and we'll scrap rug and mat and then be as chummy as 2 bashed spuds. By trial be home gang, or betrayal by jury. Atta boy! Fi gate has heen and hoity, mind uncle hare. What, sir? Pass, mister. A chave. Thou. What say ye? Taurus periculosus, morbus pediculosus, miserere mei in miseribilibus. There's over language for you. The tower is precluded. The mob's in her petticoats. Mr. R. E. Meehan is in misery with his billy boots. Big gob, there's not so much green in his Ireland's eye. Sweet fellow of vocal, he stones out of stune. But he could be near a colonel with a voice like that. The bark is still there, but the molars are gone. The misery billy boots I used to lend him before we split, and be the hole in the ear, they were laking like heaven's reflexes. But I told him, make your will be done, and go to a general, and I'd pray confessions for him. Arish, arish, and I'll be your intrepider. Ambrose, ruffle her. Bussing was before the blood, and bissing will behind the curtain. Triss! Did you note that worried expressionism on his megalog? A full octavium below me. And did you hear his brow rings rattle-making when he was preaching to himself? And whoa, do you twig the sham-looking leaf creeping ghastly down his blousy frock? Our national umbloom, Irish! He won't, he's shy. Those worthies, my old far's uncle, that was garrotted, Caius Coco Corinhand, that I lost in a crowd, used to chop that tongue of his, Jap-Latin, with my uncle's owl cellar, Wolf Woodenbeard, that went stone bath red in the Tower of Balbus, as brisk man as I'd scoff up mutton chips and lobscouse. But it's all deaf man's duff to me, Big Ob. Sam knows miles better than me how to work the miracle, and I see by his diario he's dropping the stammer out of his silenced bladder since I bonded him off more as a friend and as a brother to try and grow a muff and canonize his dead feet down on the River Airy by thinking himself into the fourth dimension and place the ocean between his and ours, the churchyard and the cloister of the depths, after he was capped out of Berlad school for to sin against the past participle and earn the factitation of Codding Chaplain and being as homely gauche as Swift B.A.A. Who gets twickly, forgets twice as Alamandan Husker. But the whacker his word, the weaker our ears, for oracles who pals pas as O'Reilly's. Ill-starred Punster, lipstering Cownox. 'Twas the Quadra sent him, and Trinity too. And he can cantab as chipper as any oxen ever I mood with, a tiptoe singer. He'll priskly soon hand-tune your Aaron's ear for you. P.P., a mimeograph at a time, new man bitter, with his anchor martins to read the road Roman with false steps ad pernicious, from rear silver ormolus to Torquinian superbers, while I'm far away from wherever thou art, serving my tally-hoes and tullying my hostilius by going in by the most holy recitatandas, double fortissimo, for my versatile examinations in the ologies to be a coach on the Fukian mission. P? F? How used you learn me, Brother Subustius, in my Augustan days, with Cesarella looking on? In the beginning was the jest, he justly says, for the end is with woman, flesh without word, while the man to be is in a worse case after than before, since she on the supine satisfies the verge to him. Tough, tough, tautological, thou, the first person singular, art, an imperfect subjunctive, paltry, flappant, had serious, Miss Smith on a matter poetic, Hamis and Ivis axe as collis, wax as warm as like Sodalus. So pick your stops with fondness, Snow, and mind you twine the two's nudes of your nice names, and pull up your fur beloveds as far above as your farthing gaze. That'll hint him how to click the trigger. Show you shall, and won't he will. His hearing is in doubting, just as my seeing is unbelieving. So dactylize him up to blank point, and let him blink for himself where you speak the best ticklish. You'll feel what I mean. For namer, let me never see thee blame a kiss for shame of me. Echo, read ending. See pariora mochi. From the stress of their sunder enlivening, I clasp deciduously, a necrocosmicon must come to Mike. Well, my positively last at any stage, I hate to look at alarms, but however they put on my watchcraft, must now close as I hear by ear from my sealess socks, 'tis time to be up and ambling. My middle toe's mitching, so mizzle I must, else 'twill sarve me out. Gulp a bulper of parting, and the moor the melodist. Farewell, but whenever, as Tisdall told Toole, tempus fidgets. Let flee me fiacles, says the grand old manowark. Storm-crested crow-cock and undulant hair hoodies tway. Yes, faith, I am as mule at freer beneath me cortage bound. I'm as bored now bawling beer's grace at saw-paws there as Andrew Clay's was sharing sawdust with Daniel's old collie. This shack's not big enough for me now. I'm dreaming of ye, Azores. And remember this, Achorines. There's the witch on the heath, Sistra. Bansheba peeling hoary hard while her orchotron is whoring ho. And when Winwit flits between her tit, she cries to Almighty. daughters of the heavens, be lux and turnabouts to the wandering sons of Red Loam. The earth's a trot, the sun's a scream, the air's a jig, the water's great. Seven oldy hills and the one blue beamer. I'm going. I know I am. I could bet I am. Somewhere I must get far away from Bonbe Shore, wherever I am. No saddle, no Stafford, but spur on the moment. So I think I'll take freeboots advise. Psk! I'll borrow a path to lend me wings, quick quack, and from Jerusalem's wall, click clack, me coursers clear, to cheer up street I'll travel the void world over. It's Winland for mine, Big Buck. G. Jakers. I hurt myself neatly that time. Come, my good frog marchers. We felt the fall, but we'll front the defile. Was not my alty mother, Sereth Maritza, a running water? And the bold one that quickened her, the sea-born Fingale? I feel like that hill of a whaler went yulding round Grunmund's circus with his tree full of seaweeds and Dinky Doll asleep in her shell. Hazel Ridge has seen me, Yerne Veiling is. Squall aboard for Q. Hop! Farewell a while to her and thee, the brine's my bride-to-be. Lead on, MacAdam, and danked be he who first sights Halt Lynduff. Solo, so lone, so long. Lord Erin Nana, wear thee well. With me sin-game sorum orum, here's me take-off. Now's nunc or nimmer, Siskinder. Here goes the enemy. Benedict Hotfoot's on impudent stairs. Sorry, I bless alls to the wished with this Pan-Romaine apological which Wattlewee Whistleham sang to the Kerrycoys. Break ranks, after wage of battle bother I am thinking most. Fick you, I'm through. One, two, a dry, you watch my smoke. After poor John the Boast's last fireless words of postludium of his soapbox speech, ending in heaven, 28 add one, with a flirt of wings, were pouring to his bisistence. Could they snip that curl of curls to lay with their gloves and keep the kids bright? Prepared to cheer him should he leap, or to curse him should he fall, but with their big a-tree-garade rodeo, the cherubs in the sharabang, set down here in sedan chair, don't you wish you'd a yoke or a bit in your mouth, repulsing all attempts at first hands-on, as no as nada, our greatly misunderstood one, we perceived, to give himself some sort of a hermetic prod or kick to sit up and take notice, which acted like magic, while the phalanx of daughters of February Fildyke, ambushed and climbing, ramblers and weeps, voiced approval in their customary manner by dropping knee-deep in tears over their concelebrated midnight sunflower, Piopodae boy, their solace in darkness, and splattering together joyously the plaps of their tappy hands as, with a cry of genuine distress, so prettily prattly polylogue, they viewed him, the just one, their darling, away. A dream of favors, a favorable dream. They know how they believe that they believe that they know, wherefore they wail. Jodwe, do seriously at Samurite, Gestern's Lothlide answering to Maronite's wail. Oasis, cedarus assault a shoming leaf bownoon. Oasis, cool presses on mount of sighing. Oasis, palmost assault a shoming glades. Oasis, fantastical roseway on Jericho. Oasis, new levo speciosing encampments. Oasis, plantinus new stock at mirage platenus. Pipetto pipetta has misery unnoticed. But the strangest thing happened. Back scuttling for the hop-off, with the odds altogether in favor of his tumbling into the river, John, just then, I saw to collect from the gentlest weaner among the whiners, who by this were in half droop-leaf-long mourning for the passing of the last post, the familiar yellow label into which he let fall a drop, smothered a curse, choked a guffaw, spat expectoraciously, and blew his own trumpet. And next thing was, he gum-alecked the sticky backside and stamped the oval badge of belief to his agnolo's brow with a genuine dash of irrepressible piety that readily turned his ladylike tipmanzel's capsy-curvy, the holy scamp. With half a glance of Irish whisky, Juan Jaimeson hasta luego from under the shag of his parallel brows. It was then he made as if be but waved instead a hand across the sea as notice to quit, while the pacifets made their arm-packs widdershins. Frida, Freda, Paza Pesi, Irina Renet, Bridome Bentomai, Sososopki, Bebebecca, Bababadkesi, Gugugugutiu, Dama Dama Domina, Takia, Tokaya, Shokara, Shukerelina, Piocchia, Piucchia, Homi Hoping, Hami Happiness, Mirra Mirra, Solima Salemita, Sainta Sianta, Oh Peace. But in self-writing the balance of his corporeity, to re-exchange wider embrace with the pillar bosom of the dizzier he loved prettier, between Estellos and Venusas, bad luck to the lie, but when next to nobody expected, their star and garter gazer at the summit of his climax, he toppled a little onto the off, and making a brand new start for himself to run down his easting by blessing his thurs with the sign of the Southern Cross, his bungaloid borceline with the hedgy green bound blew off in a love blast, award for Trover, and George on Redhead, bucketing after, mecha maniac, the headless shall have legs, King's couriered round with an easy rush and ready relays by the bridge, a stadion beyond Lady Castle. And what harm that he narrowly missed fouling her buttress for her, but for he aqueduct. And then, cocking a snook at the stock of his sermons, so near and yet so far from that region's general, away with him at the double, the hulk of a garron pelting after the road on Shanks's mare, let off like a wind-hound loose, the buckle, you'd think it was that moment they gave him the jambos, with a posse of tossing hanker waves to his windward, like seraph summonses on the air, and a tempest of good things in packet shape, teeming from all accounts into the funnel of his fan mail shrimp net, along the high road of the nation, traitor's track, following which fond floral fray, he was quickly lost to sight through the statue men. Though without a doubt he was all the more on that same head to memory dear, while Sickerson, that born of Bjorn, La Garde Auxiliaire, she murmured, Helig Ursulinka, full of woe, and how fitlier should good boy's hand be shook than by the warmen of her besom that wrung his swaddles. Where maggot Harvey kneel till bags, it Andrew coos hogdom farewell. Where then now may the good people speed you, rural horn, export stout fellow that you are, the crooner born with sweet wail of Avoca, healing music eye and heart in hand of Shamrockshire. The goo-goos of the Suckerbolly and the Rockabeddy are become the copiosity of wisableness of the friary laymen in the pulpit barrel. May your bonny hair grow rarer and fairer, our own only wide-headed boy. Rest your voice, feed your mind, mint your peas, coax your cues. Come to Disdoon Blarmy, and walk our grove so charming, and see again the sweet rocklows, where first you hymned O Chiesa Mea, and touched the light Fiorbo. Songster, angler, choreographer, piper to prison, musicianship made embrassador at large. Good by nature and natural by design, had you but been spare to us, Honeen lad. But sure, where's the use my talking quicker when I know you'll hear me all astray? My long farewell I send to you, fair dream of sport and game, and always something new. Gone is horn, my grief, my ruin, our Joss el Jovan, our Krishnamurti. Tis well you'll be looked after from last to first as yon beam of light we follow receding on your photophoric pilgrimage to your antipodes in the past, you who so often consigned your distributory tidings of great joy into our never-too-late-to-love box, mansuetudinous manipulator, victimizedly victory horse, dearest horn of all, you of the boots, true as a die, step walker, penny a timer, lampaddy fair, postanulengro, our Romani chio. Thy now paling light, Lucerne, we ne'er may see again. But could it speak, how nicely would it splutter to the four cantons, praises be to thee, our pattern sent. For you had, may I, in our, your, and their names, dare to say it, the nucleus of a glow of a zeal of soul of service such as rarely, if ever, have I met with single men. Numerous are those who, nay, there are a dozen of folks still unclaimed by the death angel in this country of ours today, humble indivisibles in this grand continuum, overlorded by fate and interlarded with accidents, who, while there are hours and days, will fervently pray to the spirit above, that they may never depart this earth of theirs till in his long run from that place where the day begins, ere he returneth post-exilic on that day that belongs to joyful Ireland, the people that is of all time, the old, old, oldest, the young, young, youngest, after decades of long suffering and decennia of brief glory, to mind us of what was when, and to matter us of the withering of our ways, their Januar Februar winds true from Sylvester, only Walker himself is like Walser, whimsicalissimo they go, Mormarand, comes marching a home on the summer crust of the flagway. Life, it is true, will be a blank without you, because Avicuum's not there at all. To no more cares from nomad knows, ere Malachy wars bring the devil era. A slip of the time between a date and a ghost mark, rived by Derby's chill day's embers, spatched from June that dandy forth, from the night we are and feel and fade with to the yester selves we tread to turn upon. But boy, you did your strong 9 furlong mile in slick and slapstick record time, and a far-fetched deed it was in troth, champion docile, with your high-bouncing gait of going, and your feet of passage will be contested with you and through you for centuries to come. The phoenix rose a sun before Aribier sank his smother. Shoot up on that, bright Bennu bird, Vafautre. Eftsoon so too will our own sphenix spark spurt his spire, and sunward stride the rampant flound. Aye, already the sombre opacities of the gloom are svanished. Brave, footsore horn, work your progress, hold to, now win out, ye divil ye. The silent cock shall crow at last, the west shall shake the east awake. Walk while ye have the night, for morn, light breakfast bringer, morroweth, whereon every past shall full fast sleep. Amen. Lowly, longly, a wail went forth. Pure yawn lay low. On the mead of the hillock lay, heart's old dormant, mid-shadowed landscape, brief wallet to his side, and arm loose by his staff of citron briar, tradition stick pass on. His dream monologue was over, of course, but his drama parapolylogic had yet to be a fact. Most distressfully, but my dear, how successfully, to wail he did, his locks of a lucan tinge, quick-rich, ripely rippling, unfilleted, those lash-betasseled lids on the verge of closing time, whilst ooze of his sidewise open mouth, the breath of him, even so languishing as the princeliest treble treacle or lychee chew chow purse could buy. Yawn in a semi-swoon lay a-wailing, and who, what helpings of honeyful swoothead, phew, which ear-piercing dulcitude! As were you supposed to go and push with your blunt blank pin in hand up into his flesh's plush cushionettes of some chubby boy-bold love of an angel. Whoa! When, as the buzzer brings the light brigade, keeping the home fires burning, so on the churring call themselves came at him from the west borders of the East Midlands, 3 kings of 3 suits and a crowner from all their cardinal parts along the amber way where Brosna's furzy. To lift them they did, senators 4 by the first quaint screak of the gloaming, and they hopped it up the mountainy molehill, traversing climes of old times gone by, of the days not worth remembering, inventing some excuse-thems, any sort, having a 7-ply sweat of night blues moist upon them. Fee, fee, fofo, furta, agala, jishi, palula, uri dimini. Afeared themselves where to wonder at the class of a crossroads puzzler he would likely be, length by breadth non-plussing his thickness, ells upon ells of him, making so many square yards of him, 1/2 of him in Conn's half, but the whole of him nevertheless in Owen Moore's 5 quarters. There would he lay till they would him descry, spancelled down upon a blossomy bed at one foul stretch among the daffy-down-dillies, the flowers of narcosis forfettering his footlights, a halo hedge of wild spuds hovering over him, epicures waltzing with garden fillers, Puritan shoots advancing to Aran chiefs. Fofo! The meteor pulp of him, the seamless rainbow peel, Agala! His belly void of nebulos with his never-stop navel, Palula! And his veins shooting melanite phosphor, his cream-to-custard comet's hair, and his asteroid knuckles, ribs, and members, Uri Dimini! His electro-latiginous twisted entrails belt. Those four claymen clomed together to hold their sworn Star Chamber quarry on him. For he was ever their quarrel, the way they would see themselves, every bug his bodiment, atop of Aniwam her notion, and the meat of their nocht was worth two of his morning. Up to the Esker Ridge it was, Malingal Parish, to a mead that was not far, the sun's rest. First clattered Shanator Gregory, seeking spoor through the deep time field, Shanator Lyons trailing the wavy line of his partition footsteps. Something in his blisters was telling him all along how he had been in that place one time. Then his recordership, Dr. Shonadur Tarpe, caper chasing after honorable sleep, hot onto the aniseed, and up out of his prompt corner, old Shunny McShunny, McDougal the hiker, in the rear of them on the run to make a quorum. Roping their ass, he was, their sky-gray globe-trotter, by way of an afterthought. And by no means legless either, for such sprouts on him, they were that much uneven it was tumbling he was by four lengths. Within the ball of a mascot, cuss yus cuss clay, patsy watsy, like the capper and the cabbises, the big ass, to hear with his unaided ears the harp in the air, the bugle Diana blowing, wild as wild, the mockingbird whose word is misfortune, so tis said, the bulbul down the wind. The proto was traipsing through the tangle then, Matthew Walker, godson's goddess tar, deputizing for gossipocracy, and his station was a few perch to the weather side of the Knoll Asnoch, and it was from no other place unless there, how and ever, that he proxtended, aloof upon the ether, Mesmer's manuum, the hand making silence. The buckos beyond on the lee then stopped wheresoever they found their standings, and that way they set ward about him, doing obedience, nod, bend, bow, and curtsy, like the watchers of prospect, upholding their broad-awake probers hats on their firm heads, the travelling court on its findings circuiting that persona in his fallen. And a crack quatuara stenogers they made of themselves, Solons and Sycamoras all told, with their hurts and diamonds, spites and plots, not even to the seclusion of their beast by them, that was the odd trick of the pack, Trump, and no friend of carrots. And what do you think, who should be laying there above all other persons, for nence them only yawn? All of a sprawl he was laying to amongst the poppies, and I can tell you something more than that, drear writer, profoundly as you may be deaf to it, he was usk asleep asleep. And it was far more similar to a satrap he lay there, with unctuous beauty all surrounded the poser, or for what all I know, like Lord Lumen, coaching his preferred constellations in faith and doctrine, for old Matt Gregory, 'tis he had the star menagerie, Marcus Lyons and Lucas Metcalf Tarpe, and the Mac that never forgave the ass that lurked behind him, Johnny Nohosseline. More than their good share of their five senses ensorcelled, you would say themselves were, fuming censor, the way they could not rightly tell their heels from their stools, as they couched down a Mamalujo by his cubicle crib, as question time drew nighing, and the map of the soul's groupography rose in relief within their quarterings, to play tops or kites or hoops or marbles, kerchy kerchy, gawking on him, for the issuance of his num, and soft-noising one of them to another one, the Bogaquisters. And it is what they began to say to him tetrahedrally then, the masters. What way was he? He's giving the wee bairn. Yun has lived. Yerra why dat, my leader. Wisha, is he boozed or what, Alana? Or his wind's from the wrong cut, says Ned of the Hill. Lassen. Why so and speak up, d'ye hear me, you, sir? Or he's rehearsing someone's funeral? Whisht out of that. Hop us up. And as they were spreading abroad on their octopods, their drifter nets, the chromas, gleamy seiner's nets, and, no lie, there was word of assonance being soft-spoken among those quartermasters. Get busy, kid. Chirpy, come now. The present hospices is a good time. I'll take on that chap. For it was in the back of their mind's ear, temptive Lissamer, how they would be spreading in quadriliberal their azure-spotted fine attractable nets, their Nansen nets, from Matt Senior to the terrible Mr. Gog after him, and from thence to the neighbour, and that way to the puny donkey man and his crucifix corder. And in their mind's ears, Bax Libris, so it was, slipping beauty, how they would be meshing that way when he rose to it, with the plankton at play about him, the quivers of scaly silver, and their clutches of chromes of the highly lucid Spanishing gold, whilst, as hour gave way to mazing hour, with yawn himself keeping time with his triptong, to ope his blurbious lips he would, a let-out classy, the way myrrh of the moor and molten moon mist would be melting Meliphand into his mouth. End of side 14. To continue, change side selector switch and turn the cassette over.